Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, despite having such a large economy, China has a high youth unemployment rate, above 14%. And one curious reaction to this is young people pretending to have a job. Professor Xiang Biao is director of the Max Planck Institute for Social Anthropology. Biao, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
First off, why is there such a high unemployment rate among young people in China?
Oh, this is partly due to the structural imbalance in China. We know that the exports have been very important for China's economy, but it's suffering from rapid reduction due to international trade war, and partly, of course, Donald Trump is to be blamed for that, and also because of overproduction. Has been a big problem for a long time. You have oversupply of properties. You know, now the housing booming was very important for China's urban economy, but no longer will people buy any more properties. So that the sector is declining. And also, basically, China is producing so much. I mean, you cannot imagine it will keep going for a long time. And then you also have COVID that have a quite a sudden contraction of economy in general. So therefore, over the last 3 or 4 years, unemployment among the young people became particularly acute. And I must add, there's also psychological aspect to that, because before, over the last 40 years, if you have a degree from university, almost guaranteed you'll have a decent job. But now when you finish college education, and then after, you know, so many years investment of education from the family, you find yourself jobless. And that is a huge agony for families and for young people. Therefore, the Chinese public is paying a lot of attention to the unemployment now.
Mm. And is there a shame aspect to this if you're a young person and you are qualified but you can't find a job?
Absolutely. But now people start coming to terms with that. You know, before, I think 2 or 3 years ago, it is almost a taboo. But now people say, you know, I'm going to become so-called full-time offsprings, meaning that I'm going back to my mom and dad's place and I do some housework. They will give me some allowance. I become full-time children, full-time offspring. And also some people say, oh, I'm going to lie flat as a new lifestyle. You know, I just don't want to work. Or another the idiom becoming very popular in social media is let rotten. You know, I basically give up. Similar to what happened in the U.S. under the name of Great Resignation. So it is a sense of shame, but not as acute as before.
Yeah, and if people are unemployed in China, what kind of social welfare supports are there?
Good question. And we do have this so-called minimal living standard, subsistence standard, which is applicable to all citizens, but the level is very, very low. No way can young people live in cities with that support. And then there is no unemployment insurance. And especially for young college graduates, you know, after so many years of studying, no experience, it's very difficult to find the first job. And for them, I mean, they hardly contribute anything to security, social security. Basically, the parents and the families are only sources that they can seek support from. Basically, they cannot count on any general social security net.
Oh, dear. But if you're a young person and you're a graduate and you have a master's degree, say, does that mean it might be difficult to get a job that you would have expected to get? But are there other kind of more low-paying jobs that perhaps could be gone for, but they won't do that?
That's very true. I believe that is quite similar to what happened in Europe, too. You know, in Europe, we see quite a paradoxical situation. On one hand, there's acute labor shortage in many sectors. And on the other hand, unemployment among young people is still quite high. So in China, this situation probably is even more sharp or skewed, partly because of what I would regard as over-education. because people have received so many years education and they had already built such expectation about their life. You know, they must live in a middle-class lifestyle, etc. So make them quite difficult to adjust their expectation and to support low-paid manual work. So definitely the situation is such in China, you know, people are very unhappy that they cannot get job as expected, but yet it does not mean they are really on the edge of starvation or a kind of collapse of livelihood, because if you really wanted to, you still can find a job, but it's not a kind of happy one.
Mm. Now, so these particular companies, they advertise themselves as where you can go to pretend to work. Is that the case?
Yes, that is what became very popular and also, of course, went viral on social media over last, possibly only 1 year. It's very recent.
Mm. And so what is the arrangement? How does it work?
Well, it is basically renting out of space. You come and paying about, I think, 4 to 10 euros, depending on the city and also depending on the facilities that this company offer. And you come paying the money per day, 4 to 10 euros per day. And then you can use, probably you get the key, and then you can use a workstation that is allocated to you. And you are free to do whatever there, as long as you follow the very basic requirement, you know, keep quiet and no smoking and etc. Mm.
And what do these people do there?
Okay, so I have not talked to anyone who is renting space from there, but according to news reports and according to posts on social media, basically they do two things. They go there looking for jobs, you know, surfing on the internet, I mean, of course, in addition to reading all the posts and watching TikTok or no YouTube in China, but the TikTok videos, etc. But looking for jobs. Sometimes they also do a bit of a commercial activities as well. For instance, online live streaming to sell some products. And the second thing they do by going there is young people looking for some people are in a similar situation like theirs, who are economically still have some resources, you know, at least are able to pay this 4 or 5 euros per day. And secondly, don't have a secured job. And thirdly, want to be, you know, take a relatively relaxed attitude towards the current situation. So they want to meet people like them and to socialize. And the feeling of being lonely is something that many young Chinese are bothered with. So finding a social space actually is a part of the catch of this, what this company can offer.
So, but then I assume they're not saying to their parents, I'm off to work now, that everybody knows what this situation is. And it's kind of a bit of a joke.
Yeah, it is a part of the joke. Whether they will tell the parents, I'm going to work or I'm going to the pretend to work company to stay there, I think it depends. I think they will tell the friends, you know, I rent a space in this funny place called Pretend to Work. So the whole, I think the interesting point is precisely they advertise and publicize that space as a pretend to work. They use the word pretend.
Yeah.
Because almost by definition, if you are genuinely pretend something and you are not going to call it a pretend, the fact that they talk it as pretend, actually, it is a sense of humor. It is a way to express their resentment towards, you know, certain mainstream notions that you have to work, and is also to kind of poke fun of the current situation that they are not happy with, but yet is not like something they feel very ashamed of.
Okay, an interesting concept, Bjorn. Thanks very much for speaking about it. Maybe that's something we could adopt for this country. We could have pretend three-bedroom semi-detached houses that people pretend to live in.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.